Welcome to the review show on the Anfield Wrap. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers, Paul Cope to discuss Liverpool 1, Manchester City 4. Copey, I'll come to you first. It's a difficult one to stomach, but cast your mind back to 4 o'clock yesterday when the world was a slightly better place, just for a brief minute. The team news drops, and it looks to me that Liverpool have done a few very sensible things around the team. It looks to me that Liverpool's bench is arguably better than City's. It looks to me that both sides get the footballers on the pitch, and they do that for reasons that inevitably plays out. Where were you pre-game with, firstly, the lineups, the approaches, but also, you know, just your general feeling going into it?
Really good, mate, especially after having seen the lineups. I was going in thinking we are a bit fragile at the moment. There's lots of factors go into that, obviously, and they're flying. They're absolutely flying. They're back in that nick of winning game after game after game, and I think people underestimate how powerful that is when we've been in the middle of that ourselves in the past. The damage that does to your opponents is huge. And then I saw the team and went, oh, that's not that good. It's on paper, I'm quite happy with our 11 against their 11. And then for the first time, actually, I know I've semi-joked in recent weeks about their injury problems and not being able to see them when I've looked. And in fairness to them, you know, Aguero, who's been out, and just that in itself is a huge injury. And then De Bruyne's out, which is another huge injury. But I looked at their bench and our bench and thought, oh, I can see for the first time that their injuries affecting their squad now, because there's lads there I don't know. And that doesn't usually happen when I'm looking at Man City. It happens when I look at every other side in the league, but not usually Man City. So before the game, I was in fairly high spirits. I thought those two teams on paper, the mentality we'd have coming into it with a point to prove, must win, fired up, Robertson's face as he came onto the pitch. I've noticed, actually, do you know when you go to the races, you go to the horse races and you go and watch the horses walking around before a race to try and eye up which one is yours? I've noticed I do that with Andy Robertson. Like when Robertson's walking onto the pitch, I was like, yeah, we're going to win today. He just had that look on his face like, I'm just going to batter everyone. That's what I'm going to do. I'm furious before a ball is kicked. And all of those factors together, I was like, yeah, I fancy this.